Museums across Scotland, from Stromness to Maybole, are throwing open their doors over the next few evenings.
It can get a little spooky around here at night, so you might want to put a few lights on. And the most important thing of all to remember, don't let anything in or out. Out.
Well, I'm not sure that we can guarantee exhibits coming to life, as in the movie Night at the Museum, but to find out more about the Museums at Night Festival, we're joined by Rosie Clark from Organisers Culture 24. Good morning to you, Rosie.
Good morning. Thank you for that terrifying introduction.
Yes, I know. It's quite exciting in a way. So what's this idea and what's it all about?
Well, the idea of museums at night is we have an amazing culture and heritage offer here in the UK, but it can be quite difficult if you're working 9 to 5 to actually get out with friends and family and explore museums and galleries. So the Museums at Night Festival is all about offering really exciting after-hours programming to get new audiences to explore the amazing museums and galleries on their doorstep.
And when you say new audiences, what type of people do you think that this will attract?
Well, it really varies. There are some events which are terrific for families. So, for example, the Paisley Museum and Coates Observatory, they've got a sci-fi night with lots of space storytelling, theatre and craft. Then there's another sort of audience which is more people going out in couples or with groups of friends. So, for example, the McManus in Dundee have a brilliant roaring 20s and 30s night with comic books, dancing, costumes, jazz, cinema. Even the Celtic Museum Late at the National Museum of Scotland, they're headlined by Idlewild. So that's a terrific thing to go along to. They've got Silent Cayley, Beltane Fire Society performances. And then there's a third strand as well, which is probably more specialist events. So, for example, tonight at Frigate Unicorn in Dundee, you can go onto the ship and explore the history of shipbuilding. Mm. Or the University of Edinburgh Anatomy Museum are doing a special mathematical jewellery making workshop, all in inspired by maths. It's some really unusual things going on.
Yeah, something for everyone by the sounds of it. And what is it about going to museums at night that, you know, that people like? Is it less busy generally?
I think it can be less busy. It can also be more exciting to be surrounded by like-minded people. So, for instance, you might just meet the love of your life speed dating at the British Golf Museum in St Andrews. Or if you fancy exploring, you know, the darker side of history at the Tenement House Museum in Glasgow, they'll be exploring the techniques that were used by Victorian mind readers and fortune tellers. So it can be magical, it can be spooky, it can be mysterious. But there's all sorts of exciting things going on over this weekend. Thanks to our partnership with the Festival of Museums, there's daytime and evening activities happening at all kinds of museums across Scotland. But if you want to find out what's on near you, you can find the events at museumsatnight.org.uk.
Okay, well, it sounds like there's going to be lots to choose from. Thanks for talking to us this morning, Rosie Clark from Organisers Culture 24, who are behind the Museums at Night Festival.